I know it's only been a few hours, but this is a missing child. What don't you understand about that?
I'm here, Clara calls out softly.
Let me talk to your supervisor.
Ruth hasn't heard or seen her.
Nathan, will you please get on the goddamn phone and deal with these people?
It is then that Clara notices her father. He is slumped on the sofa, his head buried in his hands. He's never home from the office this early. She feels suddenly sick to her stomach.
I'm here,
Clara calls again, hiding half of herself behind the doorframe. A clatter as Ruth drops the phone on the coffee table.
Oh, thank God!
Nathan gets to the foyer a few steps ahead of Ruth. His face is so pale, it appears to be almost blue above his starched white shirt. He has sweat stains beneath his armpits. He says nothing, not a word. He simply crouches down and folds Clara into his wide, concave chest. She feels his ribs, the long muscles of his arms, the pounding of his heart. His whole body is freezing cold.
I'm sorry, Daddy,
Clara whispers. Behind her, she hears Robin coming down the hall from their bedroom, the soft squeak of her sneakers.
No, I'm sorry,
Nathan says. His hands are trembling. He strokes her hair, which has come loose from its ponytail.
What were you thinking?
Ruth looms over them. Clara looks up at her mother. A vein has popped out in her forehead, and she is panting, out of breath.
How could you? Don't you realize?
Shut up, Ruth. Robin and Clara both stare at their father.
Excuse me, Nathan, but...
Just shut up, Ruth. Nathan's voice is completely calm, as if telling his wife to shut up is part of the regular course of their household business. He has not let go of Clara. He is still stroking her hair, his arms wrapped around her, rocking her back and forth like she's a baby.
I went to school looking for you,
Nathan says to Clara. His voice catches.
Honey, you never, ever should have.
I know, Daddy.
I looked everywhere. I thought maybe you had stayed inside, that you were scared by that reporter.
I was scared, Daddy. That's why...
Her words are coming out in big staccato gulps.
Sweetheart, you have to promise me, no matter what happens, you must never, ever...
I promise.
Ever again.
He has tears in his eyes.
I promise.